Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. Unit 8.2, System Selection, Software and Certification. Welcome to Health IT Workforce's 8th component, Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. Because of the extended life cycle of many EHR products, few people have had the opportunity to evaluate and choose more than one of these systems during their career. However, there are many important steps to choosing the correct system for your institution and ensuring that it will be quickly adopted by its users. In today's lecture, System Selection, Software and Certification, we will begin by discussing COTS, Commercial Off-the-Shelf, and MOTS, Modifiable Off-the-Shelf, software products, and we'll compare them to in-house products. We'll discuss their advantages and disadvantages, along with costs associated between the two. We'll also discuss CCHIT certification and ARRA's meaningful use criteria with regards to EHR systems. Next, we will touch on some typical costs associated with the selection and implementation of EHR systems. And then in our next lecture, we will attempt to tie together the various sections of today's lecture as we discuss the selection process in more depth. There are several advantages to buying complete off-the-shelf products. For starters, vendor companies have already put out the upfront costs associated with developing and testing the product. This is especially advantageous for smaller healthcare settings that cannot afford an extensive IT development team. As part of the rollout process, vendors often will work with clinical IT teams to ensure the product is successfully integrated with the healthcare setting and plays well with the pre-existing software components. And when things do go wrong, the vendor provides additional troubleshooting and support resources and usually works with the IT staff to resolve software glitches and bugs. Because the vendor has already created training programs and materials to help ensure a successful adoption of the product into the workplace, users and administrators can be more often brought up to speed faster than with an in-house product. COTS, or Commercial Off-the-Shelf, is a term used to describe a product that is implemented as is. COTS products are designed to be easily installed and to interoperate with existing system components. Almost all software bought by the average computer user fits into the COTS category. Operating systems, office product suites, word processing, and email programs are some examples. One of the major advantages of COTS software, which is more often than not mass-produced, is its relatively low cost. Commercial off-the-shelf software is becoming an ever-increasing part of organizations' total IT strategy for building and delivering systems. At present, well over 200 software companies offer some sort of off-the-shelf EHR solution. Some of these solutions include freeware solutions. Freeware software is open-source products freely available for use without licensing. Because many EHR systems are proprietary, access to source code is often limited. This reduces the flexibility of the program and makes the institution dependent on the vendor to make enhancements, often costly ones, to the system as needed. EHR vendors must also contend with the ever-increasing variety of hardware and software combinations. Add in the staggering number of drivers, peripherals, testing devices, and so on, it becomes obvious that there is no way that the vendor can test compatibility for all possible combinations. The issue is compounded with every new upgrade, which holds potential to break something that was working perfectly in the earlier version. If a COTS product is in your institution's future, you will need a plan to ensure that adequately addresses when and which users will receive upgrades, as well as contingency plans in the event that the upgrade is not successful. Be sure that adequate test environments exist in your institution and that upgrades are thoroughly tested prior to deployment. Each vendor is different with regards to frequency of upgrades. More reputable vendors theoretically are motivated to maintain a high level of product quality. However, this is not a guarantee. Keep open lines of communication with your vendor and stay abreast of product issues and pending upgrades. Never assume the vendor will meet upgrade release dates, and never assume that certain level of quality until you have tested the product in your own institution's environment. Another disadvantage to purchasing a COTS product is the inability to find a product that fits your institution just perfectly, often requiring workflow changes on an institutional level for successful adoption of the product. Some institutions decide to build their own in-house EHR solution. In-house software is developed wholly by the operating institution. More often than not, the decision to build their own EHR is driven by the desire to make a product that can fully integrate with existing software and/or institutional processes and objectives. There are several obstacles to creating your own in-house EHR solution. First of all, you need to have the right team in place. If you decide to build an in-house solution, you will be spending a lot of time, money, and energy in recruiting and retaining quality IT developers capable of implementing such a large-scale project. Not many people take into consideration the costs involved in running a recruitment drive or finding the right software development team. Secondly, you should have a person capable of monitoring and assessing the quality of the work, the output given, and the productivity of the team hired. This consultant or project manager represents another added expense. Likewise, your IT team will need to stand on its own when it comes to testing, troubleshooting, and debugging, or adding enhancements to the EHR system throughout the entire product's lifecycle. This takes a lot of time, commitment, and resources. Lastly, before the product can be successfully rolled out to your users, planning programs and materials must be created from scratch. Given these obstacles, it's not surprising then that many healthcare institutions, except maybe for some of the larger ones with adequate resources, choose to go with a COTS or MOTS software solution. The Certification Commission for Healthcare Information Technology, or CCHIT, is a private nonprofit organization formed to certify EHRs against a minimum set of requirements based on functionality, interoperability, and security. It was founded in 2004 by three industry associations: the Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society, the American Health Information Management Association, and the Alliance for Health Policy and Systems Research. In 2005, the CCHIT was awarded a three-year, $7.5 million contract to assist with developing certification criteria and inspection processes for EHR systems. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has partnered with the CCHIT to certify EHR programs that can perform basic functions, such as checking for drug interactions and creating and displaying problem lists. This means the CCHIT is becoming incredibly more relevant as the Department of Health and Human Services develops guidelines for what constitutes a qualified EHR. To be eligible for EHR subsidies outlined in the latest stimulus bills, healthcare providers must demonstrate meaningful use of a qualified EHR. The CCHIT certifies EHRs based on about 475 criteria, spanning EHR functionality, interoperability, and security. These criteria start with basic functions like managing a patient record, patient history, and clinical notes. However, they expand those basic features by requiring more advanced functions like pharmacy and laboratory integration. Certification of EHR systems accomplishes four major goals. Certification helps reduce the risks of physicians investing in EHR products, which, more often than not, amount to a sizable business investment. Certification helps facilitate compatibility of EHR products with emerging National Health Information Network. It also enhances the availability of EHR adoption incentives and relief from regulatory barriers. Lastly, certification ensures that EHR products and networks will protect the privacy of personal health information. Choosing to narrow your search to certified EHR products also allows you as an evaluator to be assured that each of the certified software products you examine will meet the similar standards for basic functionality, interoperability, and security. This will allow you to focus your evaluation more on any special or unusual needs of your institution. It's important to note that in health IT, interoperability is at an early stage, and the CCHIT criteria are just beginning to establish requirements for interoperability. Also note, CCHIT tests only the product. It does not evaluate service aspects of the company itself or its financial solvency. You should perform this type of due diligence yourself. It's important to know that your vendor has a good standing reputation and plans to provide you continuous support throughout the entire software's lifecycle. AARA, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, commonly referred to as the Stimulus Act, is the economic stimulus package passed by the U.S. Congress in February 2009. Of the $787 billion in expenditures, $22 billion were allocated to facilitate modernization of health information technology systems. The HITECH Act, part of the stimulus package, aims at inducing more physicians to adopt EHRs. Title IV of the Act promises maximum incentive payments for Medicaid to those who adopt and use certified EHRs of $63,750. Over 6 years, beginning in 2011. Eligible professionals must begin receiving payments by 2016 to qualify for the program. Doctors who do not adopt an EHR by 2015, however, are penalized 1% of Medicare payments, increasing to 3% over 3 years, in order to receive the EHR stimulus money. The HITECH Act requires doctors to show meaningful use of the EHR system. As of June 2010, there are no penalty provisions for Medicaid. The meaningful use of EHRs promoted by U.S. government incentives can be broken into five categories: improved quality, safety, efficiency, and reduced health disparities, engage patients and families in their health care, improve care coordination, improve population and public health, ensure adequate privacy and security protections for personal health information. Let's take a look at each of these five categories in better detail, starting with number one, improve quality, safety, efficiency, and reduce health disparities. In order to meet this criteria, EHR systems must be expected to use CPOE for at least 10% of all orders directly entered by authorizing providers, implement drug-to-drug and drug allergy and drug formulary checks, maintain an up-to-date problem list of current and active diagnoses based on the ICD-9 or SNOMED, maintain an active medication list, maintain active medication allergy lists. Furthermore, the government requires EHR systems to record demographics such as preferred language, insurance type, gender, race, ethnicity, date of birth, and the date and cause of death in the event of mortality, and to record and chart changes in vital signs, weight, height, blood pressure, BMI, growth chart, record smoking status for patients 13 years or older, incorporate clinical laboratory test results as structured data, generate lists of patients by specific conditions, report hospital quality measures to CMS or the states, Implement 5 clinical decision support rules relevant to specialty or high clinical priority, including for diagnostic test ordering, along with the ability to track compliance with those rules, and to submit claims electronically to public and private payers. In order for EHR systems to meet the specifications laid out for Category 2, engage patients and families in their health care, EHR systems are expected to provide patients with an electronic copy of their health information, including diagnostic test results, problem lists, medication lists, allergies, discharge summaries, and procedures upon request, and to provide patients with an electronic copy of their discharge instructions and procedures at the time of discharge upon request. In order for EHR systems to meet specifications laid out for Category 3, improved care coordination, EHR systems are expected to electronically exchange key clinical information, such as problem lists, medication lists, allergies, diagnostic test results, among care providers and patient-authorized entities, perform medication reconciliation at relevant encounters and each transition of care, and to provide a summary care record for each transition of care and referral. In order for EHR systems to meet the specifications laid out for Category 4, improve population and public health, EHR systems are expected to provide capability to summarize electronic data and to immunization registries, and actual submissions were required and accepted. Capability to provide electronic submission of reportable lab results to public health agencies and actual submission where it can be received. And the capability to provide electronic syndromic surveillance data to public health agencies and actual transmission according to applicable law and practice. And in order for EHR systems to meet the specifications laid out for Category 5, ensure adequate privacy and security protections for personal health information, EHR systems are expected to provide electronic health information created or maintained by a certified EHR technology through the implementation of appropriate technical capabilities. The Stage 2 and Stage 3 meaningful use requirements are not yet officially defined. However, we can expect that Stage 2 meaningful use requirements will include rigorous expectations for health information exchange, including more demanding requirements for e-prescribing and incorporating structured laboratory results, and the expectation that providers will electronically transmit patient care summaries to support transitions in care across unaffiliated providers, settings, and EHR systems. In a 2006 survey, lack of adequate funding was cited by 729 healthcare providers as the most significant barrier to adopting electronic records. At the American Health Information Management Association, their conference in 2006, panelists estimated that purchasing and installing EHRs will cost over $32,000 per physician and maintenance of about $1,200 per month. Vendor costs account for about 60-80% of these costs. Startup costs include new hardware and network components, including servers, switches, cabling, racks, software components, including purchasing and licensing the EHR product, along with any customization and support contracts, interfaces such as laptops, workstations, PDAs, etc. And bear in mind that licensing options vary and different licensing options may be available for each product. As an example, a single user license for tiered pricing, where the fees are different depending on the level of access the user has to the system, may be quite viable for a small practice, while site licensing, which is a single fee covering all potential employees for an entity, may be more viable options for larger entities, but far too costly for smaller practice settings. Maintenance costs include all costs associated with continued upkeep, maintenance, and upgrades to the system. This would include routine hardware replacement, software support fees, licensing renewals, and major upgrades. Here are some other costs to consider. Training costs. These include fees incurred by the vendor and the institution to train new system users and administrators during startup, as well as training materials, simulators, etc., throughout the life cycle of the product. What are the anticipated productivity costs associated with implementation of the product? Are the users going to have to make significant workflow changes, resulting in substantial loss in productivity? Also, what consultants will you need to bring in to implement the installation of the product? Wireless and network upgrades may require consultation to ensure optimal results. Lastly, will you be bringing in an implementation specialist at $125 an hour to help you implement the product? Next lecture, we will discuss in more detail the steps for selecting an EHR system and the importance of analyzing the functional and non-functional requirements needed to ensure your EHR system is effective.